morning, everyone, from beautiful King City, Ontario. It's Gio here, another solo cast episode. Just checking in after about a week, well, exactly 2 weeks. Wow, 2 weeks, time flies. 2 weeks in Canada, yeah, it was here the 14th, it's now the 28th, so I haven't posted an update in a while. The trip back was pretty smooth, I must say. And the first thing that I really noticed was the roads, you know, driving in Costa Rica on these really bumpy roads, and then coming to Canada and it's just like flat land everywhere. You know, Costa Rica's like mountains, jungles, rivers, rainy season, which was crazy. I think I shared a bit about getting stuck in the river and, you know, on one of my last episodes, well, not getting stuck, but just things you have to deal with there that you do not even need to consider here. But it's good that you don't, because life here is much different in many other ways. So the road back was really interesting. And I must say, like, coming back has been a bit more challenging than I expected. And mainly, like, energetically, which is a weird thing for me to say, because in the past people talk about, oh, my energy's off, or the energy here is, I can't handle. And I always kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever, just suck it up, stop being dramatic. And I'm known to be dramatic at times in my mind, especially in like plant medicine ceremonies. But yeah, I came back to an almost finished renovation at my place. So before I left, or early last year, probably last February, I decided, hey, if we're gonna get locked down again, I want to put like a sauna in my house and an ice bath and a swimming pool, so if we get stuck here, at least I got my little oasis. And after, you know, I went away, you know, things just started, I guess, moving really slowly. So I came back to a house where my garage was full of junk. My basement was a disaster. The backyard was still pretty much a mess. And, you know, just had 9 months of mail to catch up on. So that combined with adjusting to life in Canada, where it feels like everything is like, yeah, we need it now, you know. The way traffic moves, the way people are at a store, just every little thing feels so like demanding. And I just really started to feel that. And combined with, you know, one evening, you know, I got back and, you know, in there, there's some interesting, when I was in Costa Rica, some plant medicines I'd use, like mambe, which is like a coca leaf, which gives you like energy. When I came back, I had some of the plant medicines I used to use before for relaxation. I have a kratom, a red kratom, which, you know, it's kind of like a sedative feeling. It helps you to relax. I guess I'd forgotten the dosage. So if you take too much, well, for me anyways, it kept me up all night. I felt super relaxed, but I couldn't sleep. So I lost a night of sleep. And one thing that, you know, sleep is so important. And if you don't sleep deeply or enough, it'll throw you off. So the lack of sleep and the increase in stress and the feeling of energy started pushing me into this state of like scarcity mindset, fear, doom and gloom, you know, like all these weird thought patterns that, you know, like, hey, like there's a chance those things can happen. But, you know, a lot of times we take our greatest fears and put it as like a 95% probability. And we don't put our mindset on all the things that could go right. And we don't focus on the things to be excited about. We fixate on the things that we're worried about or that could go wrong. And when you're tired, it's kind of like a defense mechanism where the body's like, hey, we need to be extra alert for danger because we're tired. So let's look at for all the things that could go wrong just to keep ourselves safe. And that's kind of how it works. So when you're lacking sleep, you can easily go into that. So that was kind of where I found myself. It was an interesting few days. It felt like I had time lapsed like 5 years in the past when I was building Elemental and I had no sleep because I was working like 14-hour days and I was stressed about money and stressed about all these kind of things. And I felt like I was going back to that. I was like, how did I get back here? And what I realized was a reminder, like, hey, you know, like these things that are so deeply rooted in your subconscious, they're kind of still there, you know, like there's reminders of like, hey, pay attention, or hey, you know, take care of yourself, or hey, make sure you get back into a routine now, because it's super important that you're, you know, being mindful of your energy. You're not 20 anymore, you're 40 now, and your routine is important, because without a solid routine and without self-care, you know, you're not going to be as good to everyone, especially in your mindset and how you feel emotionally. And it was like such a good reminder, like if we really want to show up, in this world. It's like, yeah, create that foundation. Make sure your emotions are in check, and you're working on yourself, and you're processing the things you feel. You're being aware of these GPS points of, like, the emotions is like a GPS to the soul. So it's bringing your awareness to certain things. And it's, again, that good routine where you're taking care of your body. And so that was just a really good reminder. And in addition to that, I felt like I was just getting tested, like, in every which way. The small things weren't going right. You know, I was trying to get this renovation done, and I need a certain tool that I know I had, and it just went missing. So it's not there. I can't use it. So I can't do what I want to do. And I had this natural pool installed. So, you know, if you know me, I'm all about, you know, health and doing things naturally without chemicals. And, you know, I think, like, you know, there's enough toxicity in the environment as it is, and to add all these extra things is not good, you know. I think a lot of, like, digestive issues and autoimmune just comes from over toxicity in the environment and the body. So I decided to import this pool from Europe, Biotop. And for some reason, they're not doing too well in North America. And I realized, because, like, people just want easy now, like, do it, hire someone that knows how to fix it, put some chemicals in and whatever. And, you know, bathing in chlorine or even, like, salt water. North American salt water is not really, like, ocean salt water. It's like a chemical salt water that uses a process to create salt. So this is, like, completely natural. It's got, like, this box that has natural bacteria in it, and a pump and a system that kind of simulates, like, very clear pond water. But you don't have every element in the system, it doesn't work properly. And when we got it, how these Euro converters and the power wasn't working, this was last year, and then we finally got it working, and through the renovation the UV light went missing. So what happens is algae grows, and algae grows because it wants to live. It's a plant, and sunlight and water and a little bit of algae, it's like, boom, you got, like, a green pool. And so what the UV filter does is it kills the algae. And the way this box is set up is there's, like, this separate kind of water area where you put the UV light in, and it kills the algae, and the dead algae will fall into this bio box that will then, the good bacteria will eat the algae, and it just clears the water. So I get back, and this UV light from Austria is not working. And so I'm like, okay, you know, we just switched the pool water because it was green already. So I wasted all that water. You know, my wife's on my ass because, like, everyone's like, oh, that pool's green again, blah, 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 just convert it to a pool. And it's nice and refreshing too. Like, you can't put the heat past 82. So my wife's not crazy about that either. But the kids love it. If you don't tell them what the temperature's at, they just go in. And for me, I think pools are to be refreshed. And so I search online, and I find, like, a different system for ponds, and I buy that. It was, like, expensive, and I was, like, pissed off about spending the money again. That comes in, leaving the box. I finally, you know, trying to line up someone to come install it. And obviously summer in Canada is short, so the pool guys are totally rammed and super busy. And I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna try to figure out how to install this myself. I open the box and the bulb is missing. So there's no UV light in this thing. And I'm like, oh my God. So on top of everything else I'm trying to deal with, you know, catching up on my taxes because, you know, I was out of the country, and dealing with the renovation and catching up at work, so I'm super busy. I don't have a UV light to put in. So I end up going to the pond store. I buy this, like, other UV light. I literally, like, cut the plastic to make it fit, like, jig it up myself, put it in, and it worked. And I returned my UV light, and also found out my license expired at the same time. So it's another thing that I got to do in the license place. Super packed. But the reminder was, like, listen, all these little things are going to happen, but just be patient, relax, and do what you can. Just do what you can. Have the intention, work hard, don't get stuck on controlling every outcome. Things are going to happen, and you're going to figure it out, so don't worry. And that was kind of the Pura Vida lifestyle from Costa Rica, but I found it so much harder to maintain in a different environment. And I think that's why also a lot of people struggle with you know, reintegration after plant medicine. They go, they have this beautiful experience and perfect environment, and they got to come back and integrate those lessons and teachings and vibrations into whatever environment probably caused them to be out of alignment in the first place. Now, I would say my environment that I've created here is much better than it probably was before, and it's a process. And so, you know, that, I'm not saying you need to change your environment overnight or leave, move out on your family or take off to a different country, but maybe in some situations you might. But, like, what are the small changes you can do? And again, like, at my house now, like, I built this kind of relaxation space. And it's like, hey, get into your routine. Like, that's the one thing you can do. So if the space is not perfect, what are the things you can do? Walk in nature, do a sauna, wake up early, go for a swim somewhere, anywhere, go to the park. And so just been working on that and just being open to finding solutions to all the perceived problems or challenges, although they may seem small or big. You know, some other ones, like when it first happened, it was like worst case scenario. Oh my God, this and that. And, you know, just working through it and allowing myself to be patient and come up with solutions, like everything got solved. So, yeah, a little bit of chaos is good sometimes because it helps to reset things. And, you know, again, that's what's happening in the world right now. I think it's a chaos to push us to an edge of transformation. And, you know, a lot of the things, it's like it's going to bring you right to that brink. A lot of movies say it's going to bring you right to that brink where people feel like it's all over or it's doomed, where they actually feel the need to contribute or to be part of either finishing the destruction or creating something new. And I think the microcosm plays out in all of our lives all the time. And it's just getting bigger and bigger. We're like, you know, like we chose to come here at this time. And we're playing out this amazing experience. You know, it's like the greatest movie ever made. You know, what character, what role do you want to play? Are you going to be Neo from The Matrix, which I watched on the way back from Costa Rica? Or do you just want to be like a bystander, just observing the whole thing and sitting back? And that's okay, too. The Matrix 4 was pretty interesting. You could tell it was a little bit different. Also a lot of symbolism to what I think we're going through now, on this planet. I'm still not sure what to believe anymore. And I'm just trying to release any perception, like being open that the history that was taught to it may be 10% true, maybe 10% untrue, you know, 90% mixed. But, you know, it all comes back to it doesn't really matter that much. You know, yeah, there might be a lot hidden from us. Maybe, you know, like it's way worse than we think. Maybe we're just kept in the dark. And maybe it's like perfect and exactly the way it's supposed to be. And no one has any idea what's going on. And so just navigating through that, it just takes a lot of the pressure off. I'm exactly where I need to be. And so are you if you're listening to this right now. You're exactly where you need to be right now. And enjoy the show. You know, play your role, have fun, and enjoy. And if you haven't been on our website yet, there's an amazing course called the Creative Visioning Process. It shares a bunch of people. I think I shared it the last time. And more people that have been doing it, you know, time is going by. They've been reaching out and saying, hey, like, yeah, I read my letter again. And it really blew my mind how accurate it was. And I've just been reviewing mine. And some people are saying, like, oh, it's working. And then, like, something that they thought was on their letter that was going to happen didn't happen, like a trip or, you know, getting a relationship, or they meet someone, they thought it was the one, it was exactly what they wrote about in their letter, and the letter's part of the process. And then, oh, they broke up, and they're like, oh, this is bullshit. But your ability to believe in possibility is one of the most important things for creating the future. So if you believe something's impossible, and you tell yourself that all the time, it's never going to happen. And when you believe, like, hey, I'm open to something magical happening, I'm open to something changing at any moment, I'm open to something new coming into my life, I'm open to something old dying, you know, a part of me that needs to die in order for something new to come through, that skeptic, that negative voice in my head, whatever, you know, you have to allow it to happen. You have to be patient. You have to be like nature. You know, nature, you know, the trees that die become the nutrients for the plants that want to live or that are coming to life. And, you know, nature, you know, the natives talk about, if I remember correctly, I think it's Lakota, Wani Wachin, which is the will to live. You know, this undying energy of like continuing to grow and to continue to move forward, being open to obstacles in your path, like a tree growing through a sidewalk. It's like, hey, I'm just going to grow right here. And, you know, I'm sorry, sidewalk, and someone might cut it down. And sometimes you cut a tree down and the branches will grow out of it again. And so we got to keep moving. We got to keep feeling into possibility and being open to where the road takes us on this journey. Yeah, so part of that is, you know, deciding where I'm going to live. You know, like Costa Rica is amazing. And I think, you know, I spend majority of my time down there. I also like a lot of things about Canada, especially the family, you know, seeing friends and going to Canada's Wonderland. And, you know, my wife loves to go to Starbucks and go to the mall and see her family. I didn't realize how the governments make it really complicated. You know, like if you don't own any assets or businesses, it's easier. If you can invest money down there, you know, there's a few ways to get a visa, digital nomad. But if you lose residency in Canada, it you get deemed a disposition, which means like, it's like when you die, all your assets get valued and you pay the government their share on it. And I realized like all these governments just want their share of your money. Costa Rica wants you to become a resident so that, you know, they can get share of income down there and taxes and all that kind of stuff. And so when you go down there, you get 90 days as a tourist, you got to leave and come back. Or if you become a resident, you know, you got to get your residency, you go through this crazy process, and then you can keep your driver's license. And so these little things that make it kind of challenging. And I'm trying to find people who can advise me. And that's challenging too. You know, like a lot of, you know, is it a tax question? Is it a legal question? Is it this? And, you know, I hop on calls with people and they're like, hey, this is so great. You know, it's like you got to prove who your ties are greater to. And there's no real litmus test, but there's a couple. But it's always going to be, you know, a decision that's made by the government. So we're just navigating through that right now. Another frustration. It's like, someone please just tell me what I got to do. How do I make this easy? And unfortunately, it's not. But again, just trusting in allowing things to work and unfold in the greatest way possible. As I enjoy my time here in Canada. Canada, summer is beautiful. We got a few events coming up. Breathwork, gatherings. So just keep an eye on the Instagram at Elemental Geo. We're going to Alaska. We got a few teacher trainings for breathwork. And, you know, that process has been amazing on, you know, just growing the community and seeing all these different people from different walks of life, you know, being introduced to breathwork, having their own experience and feeling called to be a facilitator. And then sharing how becoming a facilitator, which they never thought was possible, which they never thought they could do or saw themselves doing, has been impacting their lives in such an awesome way and sharing it with others. So if you're interested in that, let me know, reach out, and I can share some information about how to become a facilitator. And lastly, just recently, just been really trying to figure out, like, you know, what to do on the business front, you know, especially with Elemental Rhythm. You know, it's kind of in this interesting space where it was like a passion project that started growing organically. And, you know, we have 100 facilitators now. And it's like, how do you take it to the next level? And I think what's interesting with growth and all kinds of growth, it gets to the stage where you feel you don't have the capacity or the experience to grow beyond a certain stage. You know, like a fish that goes in a fish tank only grows to the size of the fish tank. And then it needs like a bigger fish tank to continue to grow. Or like a tree in a pot or something like that. And, you know, like I see like other friends of mine that in a quick time, like will take a breathwork app because they know like the VC world and raising money and how to build an app. And, you know, it's like, hey, I want to do all those things. But it's like, I don't know how. And it's like, I have this feeling like, oh, I wish someone could come help me to do it. Or, you know, I wish I could just attract an investor. And it's funny because when I had the Elemental the first time, I was in such a fear mode and scared. I was always had this kind of like delusion in my mind that some rich investor is going to walk through, love the place, want to be my partner, end all my misery of all the debt that I had there at that time. And, you know, but that wasn't the experience that I had to have. I had to grow through it and figure it out myself and be resilient and learn about my fears and figure myself out in many ways. And that was perfect. That was exactly what I needed. I built an amazing community. I ended up meeting people that I had gone into business with out of that place that ended up making huge strides and changes in my life. And so I guess I'm calling it in now. It's like, okay, like I want to manifest people, and I've manifested all these amazing people. Maybe I should know how to ask the right questions for their help, because I found out that once I had all these people around me, I didn't want to ask them for help because I was afraid to jeopardize a relationship, which I think might go back to, you know, my fears of being alone, which is one thing that I realized is a core wound of mine. Where, you know, not wanting to jeopardize relationships, wanting to impress people, not wanting to make them feel like, hey, I'm, you know, I'm using you for whatever. And I know they'd probably support me because I'm not just trying to like take money. I have this really awesome growing company, but it's an interesting position to be in. You know, like how to raise money, how to scale. Like, do I build an app? Do I hire a CEO? Do I raise money for all that? Do I do it myself? Do I have enough time being a dad and already having another two businesses? You know, the community is growing and, you know, they have all these great ideas. So it's this really, really interesting time. And so if you know anything about this kind of stuff and you want to reach out, I'd love to connect with you. You know, specifically looking for someone in the tech space who's scaled something before, that knows how to execute and, you know, just manage a growing company would be really, really cool. Or maybe I'm just meant to figure this one out myself again and go through that growth one more time. Never stop growing. I guess that's the new motto. Is never stop growing. Never stop learning. So anyways, I'm going to end it there today. Kind of a little update back in Canada. It's good to be back. If you're in Canada and I haven't seen you in a while, let's hang out. I got some events lined up. Going to be at Camp Summer Days this summer up in the middle of nowhere, which is going to be awesome. 3 or 4 days of nature and music and workshops, and I'll be facilitating there. And doing breath work here. I'm at the Clear Being Center right now in King City, and it's so beautiful. I'm going to meet my brother, Jenya, who I haven't seen in a long time. Can't wait to give him a big hug. But yeah, reach out. Love to connect with you guys. Even if you just want to say what's up, send me a voice note on Instagram, or yeah, maybe even connect further if there's something you think we should be connecting on. So thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for all of the love and support, and I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.